And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, school president Lum has saved the trouble firing Professor Sloan from his school teaching position when the professor tendered his resignation yesterday. As we look on in the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Abner has just returned from the post office. Listen.
You mean there weren't no mail over there at all for me?
I guess some bills from the wholesale house and this here, some sort of a card here for you.
Oh, let me see that thing.
Yeah, looks like an invite of some kind or something like that.
Oh, it's the invitation to the National Barn Dance Premiere.
Premiere?
Why, sure.
Is that a picture show?
Yeah, at the 8th Street Theater in Chicago. I don't think I can go, though.
Well, I'd love to see that. Was you expecting a letter or something from somebody who's pacing the floor here when I come in?
Oh, I thought I'd get some applications from school teachers for Professor Sloan's job.
Well, maybe no school teachers know that he's leaving.
Well, I notified that school teacher's placement bureau at the county seat, and they always have a list of teachers that's looking for work.
Well, maybe they ain't got none that's looking for work this year, Lon. You know, hard hands are scarce.
Well, that might be partly the case. I know lots of school teachers that went into war work of one sort or another. You can't blame them either, because they can make more money at it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, school teachers never did get the wages they are to. Always been underpaid, it looks like to me.
Of course they are. Now, I tell you, Abner, there's one thing I'm going to try to put across at the board meetings this year. Going to try to get them to raise the school teacher salaries.
Well, good. I'm for it 100%.
Of course, that means that money has to come out of taxes, and it might mean a little higher taxes.
Well, if I have to pay taxes, that's one thing I don't mind paying them for, I'll say that.
Well, I'm proud to hear you say that.
I'll say it again. I mean it.
Well, say it again.
I said if I've got to pay taxes, there's one thing I don't mind paying them for.
Well, that's just the way I feel, too.
Sure.
Ain't nothing better that the folks can put their money into than the education of our young'uns.
No, sir.
It's an invest in the future of our country. That's what it is.
Huh?
It's the young'uns that's going to be running this country someday, so it's mighty important that we get them educated for the job.
Well, Lum, I want to pay the teachers more money, but I ain't in favor of having a batch of kids running the government now.
Well, I don't mean kids. They'll be growed up by then.
Oh, wait till they get to be growed. Yeah, I'm for that, yeah.
That's why I say it's a good invest to pay higher wages to the teachers.
Yeah.
You're sure there weren't no other mail for me?
Well, Dick Cutterson looked all over the post office there. That's all he could find, just them bills from the wholesale house and that there invite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, granted, I wish I could attend that premiere.
I do, too. I'd love to see them fellas. Them Hoosier hot shots. I bet there'll be a case.
That Pat Buttram. He's a sight.
Oh, he's a country human I ever heard in my life.
He's a country woodsy. I know he is.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's a hillbilly. I don't know what a hillbilly is, but I think that's what he is.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but he is backwoodsy, I'll say that. He's from way back up on the creek there, right at the head of it. Might be from the spring. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe the applications from the school teachers will start rolling in tomorrow. Leastways, I hope to do, because we'll have to hire a new teacher next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Well, when's Professor Sloan leaving? Well,
this is his last week here.
Is he leaving that quick?
Yeah. Yeah, he's supposed to give us a couple of weeks' notice, but he was sort of anxious to get to this other job he's going to take, so we're letting him go now.
Well, we ought to have a farewell party or something for him, huh?
Yeah, it would be nice. I understand the young'uns are having an apple roll for him on Thursday or Friday, I forget which.
Apple roll?
Yeah, you know, all the young'uns bring apples to school and sort of keep them hid, and then on a certain signal, they all roll them up to the teacher's desk and holler surprise and all.
Oh, yeah, I know what them is.
And then the teacher's supposed to act surprised and happy and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what Professor Sloan will ever do with a whole bushel of apples is more than I can see, though.
Well, maybe he can just up and throw them back at the young'uns and try to get even.
What do you mean, get even?
Well, don't you recollect that apple roll the young'uns had when, what was her name? Maude Toops, the teacher?
Oh, yeah, I recollect her, but I don't recollect nothing about the apple roll, though.
Well, she went around here with her head bandaged up for a couple of weeks, sir. It seems that some of the bigger boys in class got to rolling the apples a little high. Got her right smack in the back of the head.
Hmm, yeah, I believe I do recollect something about that.
I know good and well it weren't no accident, neither. Said you, Miss Maude, she never was exactly a favorite with some of them boys in that class.
No, she wasn't. But I believe Professor Sloan ought to be able to hold his own all right.
Well, somebody...
If you're chunking him at him, he can fling him right back.
They ought to warn him long so he can be on the lookout. Recollect them young'uns had Miss Maud ducking and dodging like a frog in a hailstorm over there.
Well, he'll get along all right. I was just thinking, though, Abner, maybe we ought to give him some sort of a going-away present.
Yeah, might fix him up a nice box of cookies or something.
Oh, we ought to get him something better than that. I'd love to give him $30,000, but I don't think the school board treasurer could afford it.
Well, Lord, me no, Lord. They couldn't afford $30, I don't believe. Cookies are nice.
Well, nice, yeah,
you like cookies.
Nice, but what I had in mind was something like a gold watch with his name carved on it.
Well, that'd be all right. They're sort of expensive, ain't it, them plum gold ones?
Well, yeah, they're expensive, but in a case like this, we oughtn't to consider the expense. We'll get him a gooder, and even if we have to go as high as $4 or $5 for it.
You know, we wouldn't have to go to all this trouble if you'd went ahead and fired him like you're supposed to instead of letting him quit.
Might be able to trade Henry Beavers out of a watch.
Well, he might, yeah. Yeah, Fitz might have one. You can't tell, huh? We'll try. See what they got. But if you'd have fired Professor, you'd have saved the board money. You know that, don't you?
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, when you fire somebody, you never give them nothing like a gold watch. It's just when they quit that you give them something.
Yeah, that is right. I never had thought about that.
It's when they get fired that they need something, too.
Yeah, that's a curious system, and sometime when I have more time, I'm going to change all that.
Looks to me like it ought to be just the other way around. Give them something when you fire them.
Well, it's just like that old letter saying of mine, I reckon. Them as has gets. But long as Professor Sloan had to go, I'd a heap rather have him quit than have to fire him myself.
Oh, sure, see.
And I can tell you one thing, the next teacher I hire is going to be so good I'll never have to fire her.
You know who you're going to get?
No, I ain't got the least idea yet. That's why I'm waiting for them applications to start coming in. But I can tell you this much, she's going to be the best one teacher this town has ever saw.
How do you know she is?
Well, I'm going to do the picking out myself this term, that's why.
Oh.
Besides, being a good judge of human nature, I'm a good judge of teachers, too. I do say so myself.
How do you know it's going to be a she? Might be another he like Professor Sloan.
Well, somehow or other, I believe a woman would be better, Abner. Seems like they got more patience with the scholars or something. I don't know.
When you hired Professor Sloan, you said men teachers were the best kind to have.
Yeah, but I can see I was wrong now. Women teachers is the best for schools like we've got.
Especially if they're pretty, huh?
No, that ain't got nothing to do with it. What I'm looking for in a teacher is brains. I don't care what she looks like.
You don't, huh?
Well, she's got to look neat, of course.
Oh, yes.
Look nice and pleasant and all that. Don't necessarily have to be pretty. No, what I'm looking for this year is somebody that'll give our young'uns a good education. I want a teacher with a lot of good background, teaching experience.
You mean an old teacher, huh?
Well, not necessarily an old teacher. Just so she's got brains, that's all I care about.
Brains?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, we're going to have a teacher that knows how to handle the young'uns and learn them a lot of reading and numbers and geography and historicals and economics and all that junk.
Professor Sloan's did that, ain't he?
Yeah, but this new teacher of mine's going to do it a way yonder better.
Oh.
She's going to go into them subjects deeper, be more thorough. And she'll not only learn the subjects, she'll learn them how to be good citizens, too. Good patriotic citizens. So they'll be a credit to the community when they grow up.
Well, it'll be good if she can do that, sure.
Oh, she'll do it all right. I know she will. She'll learn them how to be little ladies and gentlemen.
Hmm.
Learn them adequate so that they'll know how to act when they go out social, how to be nice.
Well, she must be pretty good if she can do all that.
Well, don't worry. She can. She'll mark the beginning of a new era of better education in Pine Ridge.
Huh?
She'll be the start of better schooling for the youngins in this community.
Oh, I see.
She'll have every scholar there graduating at least a genius.
A genius?
Yes, sir. That's the standard we're going to shoot for.
Oh, she must be a humdinger of a teacher, I'll say that for her.
Oh, she is. No doubts about it. That shows what she can do when you pick out a teacher with brains.
Well, what does she look like anyway, Lon?
Well, I don't know for sure. I reckon she'll be about normal size, though. About
normal.
5'3" or 5'4", somewhere along in there.
Uh-huh.
More likely to have small, dainty feet.
Dainty feet?
Yeah. Pretty white hands.
Yeah, a little work to fix him up. I wouldn't worry about that. Put her to chopping wood.
And she's got nice, pearly teeth.
Yeah, teeth are nice to have, too.
She's got some of the prettiest baby blue eyes you ever saw.
Some of? How many has she got, anyway?
Just two, but
Granny's.
How them two does sparkle.
Well, what makes them sparkle that way? Tom, I said, what made them sparkle that way?
Oh, excuse me, Abner. And then she's got the most beautiful golden yellow curls you ever laid eyes on.
Well,
Yes, you're the most beautiful golden yellow curls.
Well, about the way her eyes sparkle. Mom, you ain't listening to me.
Huh?
What are you staring up there at the ceiling for?
Abner, don't bother me now. Gotta sit here and study about some school board work.
School board work?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wonder if I were to get a new blue serge suit this year.